Joining me live and in studio today is Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Captain Andrews. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks for letting us come on today.
Absolutely. We like to touch base with the Sheriff's Office on a monthly basis, and I didn't plan this. It was coincidence. We just happened to be talking seatbelts today, and we're about 85%, Captain, on seatbelt usage, at least from those that responded. So.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad we're in that, you know, high percentage because, you know, seatbelts do save lives and it's very important to wear them. I mean, I would encourage everybody, even if you're in town, to wear your seatbelt. It's very important.
And this time of year, the roads are slick and it seems like it does take sometimes a storm or two to remind us what it's like to drive on slick roads.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially today, we've already had a couple accidents today and, you know, slow down, you know. It's that time of year where roads are slick, even though it might not appear to be slick, they're slick. And if you slow down and give yourself time to get to where you're going, it really helps us out.
Captain Brian Andrews in studio today. What I wanted to ask you today, Captain, is dispatch now has the opportunity to receive 911 text messages, which is a brand new service for dispatch. Tell us how this process is working so far and what it's been like the first few weeks.
Yeah, so this kicked off about a month ago, so that's been good, and it's just another piece of technology that we've been able to bring into Lincoln County. What it does is allow us to text people if they can't call us. It gives us that opportunity to text them, or they can text into the sheriff's office using the 911 system to get information to us. So what that allows us to do is be able to, you know, not if they can't call us, they can text us and we can respond to those texts. So it's really been great to have that technology come to Lincoln County.
You know, speaking with dispatch supervisor Marianne Christensen about this when it first started, it sounds like they were told when they would get a text previously, but they couldn't read it, couldn't tell who it was from. They just knew that there was a message and they had no idea what it was. And so this is great to be able to actually be able to see and respond now.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, so we're still working through some bugs, but it is working. I just talked to a dispatcher today and it's working great. She really likes it because you can respond to people. One of the usages that we've been using it for is when we get a 911 hangup. If we can't call them back, they'll text and say, "Hey, is everything all right?" And so there's good value to it for sure. I would just encourage if you can call 911 to use that 911 voice system instead of text. But if you can't, use the 911 messaging because we can respond to you and we'll ask you questions. And but it's good. It's been good for Lincoln County.
Some situations, obvious situations that come to mind when you might need to text and not call, you know, domestic situations, things like that. Have you seen a lot of usage so far early on, or is it still not so much?
I think we're getting several. It's coming in. A lot of it, like I said, we're using right now for is when people are not responding to our if they do a 911 hang up, like a pocket dial or whatever, we're not getting responses. So we'll send a message and ask them some information to see if they're all right. And that kind of clears the board for us when we can't get a hold of them. Because right now what we're doing is if you call 911, we're coming to your house or we're going to find you to make sure everything's good there. We're going to make sure everybody's safe.
Gotcha. Captain Brian Andrews in studio this morning. Anything else about this 911 texting service you want
to
mention?
No, I just think it's great that we were able to bring it into Lincoln County because it's another piece of technology, another use that we have to reach out to people when there is a need.
And of course, you and I right now are sitting in Star Valley, but this is countywide, right? The camera office can also use this as well.
Yep, so it's countywide. Everybody can use it. So if you have an issue or need to text us, I mean, we can answer those texts now. So it's great piece of technology we've come up with.
Excellent. Well, that's Captain Brian Andrews in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else happening in the Sheriff's Department you'd like to mention today?
No, it's just that busy time of year. Like I said, we just talked about it, but roads are slick. It's getting winter time. We're getting in the heat of winter right now, and it's you know, slow down. We're already busy enough without all the accident stuff, so give yourself time to get to where you're going and be safe out there.
That's absolutely Captain Brian Andrews this morning. Lincoln County Sheriff's Office on the SVI Radio Network.